Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Empowerment Place. This is your host, Valerie Burrell, here with my husband, Benny. Grateful and thankful to God to be with you all again this week to share with you a relevant kingdom message. We're thankful to those of you who took the time to listen to our pre-recorded teaching on last week as we were handling some other business, but I am certain that the teaching from Bishop Rodney Deeney from Fire and Desire several years ago still held true to being relevant and empowering for those who took the time to listen. On this week, our topic is kingdom is more than a cliche, and we're going to get to that in just a few moments. I want to invite all my apostolic sisters, far and near. I want to invite you to join us on this Tuesday evening, October 10th at 8 o'clock p.m. Eastern Time for our Apostolic Women's Call. This is hosted by Kingdom Ministerial Association, where Apostle Julian Young is the founder, Bishop Rodney Deeney is the joint president. But we are having a call on this Tuesday. We're calling forth women leaders, those who are in ministry, those who are in the marketplace, those who are leaders in the home, those who are emerging leaders. This call will be empowering for all that have an ear to hear. So I want to make you aware that, again, Apostolic Women's Network International Conference Call will be held this Tuesday, October 10th at 8 o'clock p.m. Eastern Time. The call-in for the call can be found on my Facebook page, Valerie Burrell. It can also be found on the Kingdom Ministerial Association page. And for all the women out there, we encourage you and invite you to join our Apostolic Women's Network Facebook page as well. That way you'll get all the up-to-date information of our upcoming events and conference calls, and you will definitely want to be a part of that. Amen. Amen. Well, we thank God we've got several callers on the line on this evening, and I invite you to participate in this call. So if at any time there's something you'd like to share, please press 1 and we will gladly bring you live. Again, our message this week is kingdom is more than cliche. So right now, Holy Governor, we acknowledge you. We thank you that you are the master teacher in this call, that you will reveal to us that which you desire to release to your people, that they may be empowered by kingdom truth. Right now, we thank you for manifestation of this word being birthed in every heart, in every listening ear. Kingdom of God will be made manifest here on earth. You tell us in your word in Matthew 6:33, to seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all things then shall be added unto us. We're thankful tonight that we will pursue the kingdom. We will pursue the heart of God, and we will receive. We thank you for this now, and we count it done in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Again, kingdom is more than cliche. I don't know about you, but I can tell you that for my husband and I, we're learning. So let me say to you all now, I don't consider myself, Valerie, to be the know-it-all, because I'm a teacher. I'm a teacher, but yet I'm a student. And we are still diligently seeking. We're diligently learning. Truth is diligently and constantly being revealed to us as we sit ourselves, align ourselves to receive from the Holy Governor. So I'm sharing based on what we have experienced and what we desire to do to help the manifestation of the kingdom here on earth. Again, please press 1 so that I can bring you alive, so that you can share in this conversation for each of our listeners. Amen. So, I posed this question in our post earlier today. Is the will of God being manifested in every area of your life? most of you probably read it. Maybe you didn't read it, but when you did, you were like, when you have to say, well, that says to me you don't really understand the kingdom of God, because the kingdom of God is the manifested will of God functioning in every area of your lives. Hear me, every area of your lives. And so if you say, I'm all about the kingdom, we've got kingdom work to do, but you go back and you're functioning based on every religious act you've ever learned since you were a child in Sunday school, you come back doing the same thing, but yet you expect a different outcome, somebody has a definition for that, and that definition is not kingdom. So when we say we are kingdom, when we are kingdom-minded, when we are doing things according to kingdom paradigm, that means that some things have to shift. And so, okay, wait a minute, Valerie, you're using words I don't understand. Okay, good. I'm glad. Let me help you. First word, paradigm. Do we know what it is? A paradigm is a fixed pattern or model of the mindset. That's what a paradigm is. A kingdom paradigm is when you receive a spiritual awakening to the God nature within you. How many of you have been awakened to the God nature in you? As I was reading, I was studying today and just going over some notes and some teachings from a book written by Apostle Julian Young. We've always been told that we must be born again, and we know that we're not entering back into the womb. But how many of you know born again really is not just about giving the preacher your hand and being baptized? But being born again is a point at which one receives the kingdom paradigm, and the old way of thinking, the old way of viewing life through the fallen paradigm ends. That's when you've really been born again. Just to say that I joined the church, I gave the preacher my hand, I got baptized, I'm saved, sanctified, filled, then what? You don't stop there. There is an intent. God had an original intent specifically for each one of you and for me, my husband as well, as we're here on this call tonight. God had intent, has intent for each of us to manifest a particular thing in the earth. We've all been placed here because there is a solution that we've been given for a problem that exists. Ooh, you'd be like, what? I got that in me? Yeah, you got that in you. And when you really understand kingdom, then you'll begin to want to shift your mindset to really align with the kingdom paradigm, which means that you're constantly wanting your spirit to be awakened, that you're going to be conscious to spend time with the Holy Governor to hear what he has to say concerning your life. A lot of times people say, I repent, meaning I'm changing my heart and or mind or my thought on a view or a matter. And usually when we say we're repenting, we're saying we're repenting of a sin that we committed. But sometimes, y'all, and you know, it might be somebody tonight, we have to repent because we've been operating in a fallen paradigm. We've been operating in a wrong mindset when we say we're kingdom, but we've been operating in the old thing. Yeah. I'm excited tonight. I'm just excited tonight because I felt a shift. My husband and I, we felt a shift in the last few weeks regarding what God has sent us in the earth to fulfill. And we understand more now than ever the necessity to speak according to what he reveals. In our leadership call on last night, we were grateful for what Bishop Vini released to us about the perfect will of God. And what we recognize is that we have been doing some good and we have been doing some things acceptable, but there is now time. Time is now that we need to be seeking the perfect will of the Father, which means that we have to constantly be listening to the Holy Governor. We've constantly got to make sure that our mindset is that
according to the heart of God, and that we're moving in the proper paradigm. So often we want to blame the enemy when things happen in our lives that are contrary. But in the kingdom, we don't always put that blame on the enemy, because when trials and tribulations come, generally it's to get us back in alignment with the plan. It's not because, oh, I must be close to a breakthrough. Lord, I must be close, because every time I turn around, the devil is at me. It looks like all hell is breaking loose. I must be close to my breakthrough. No, you must be close to whatever it is you're close to, but you're getting far away from purpose. You're getting far away from being aligned with what it is that God has called you to do. And come on, y'all. We say we believe in God. Kingdom says, don't just believe in God, but you have to have the same beliefs as God. No, that ain't real deep. It ain't real deep, because somebody said, ooh, what? I do believe God. Yeah, it's good that you believe God. But are you really seeking to understand the mind of God and walking according to what's being revealed, the mind of God? It's so much, y'all. It is so much that we have learned in church that is so far from what God intended, because we allowed man to put in his thoughts, his beliefs, and we just went with it. No, the word 2 Timothy says, study to show yourself approved, a workman who be not ashamed, rightly dividing the word truth. And we did that according to, again, what man said. And we didn't put any diligent study in, but I'm grateful to God that I have leaders and mentors, fathers in the gospel who pour into me truth because they first diligently sought it out. They proved it. Come on. They proved it. And now they, so that we're able to replicate the model that's been given to us that we may operate in the kingdom. Again, many of us are perishing. Many of us are falling aside. Many of us are getting discouraged because we don't have the knowledge that we need to persevere. When I was given a key many, many years ago in a teaching that said to me, I have the propensity and the capacity to do everything that God sent me in the earth to do. I never let that go. I'll be honest with you, I didn't operate in it always, but I didn't let it go. Because when I recognize, even now, the ability that I have within me to do what it is that God has called me to do, that I'm fully equipped to operate according to the kingdom mandate that's put on my life, to know that I'm capable. And if I'm capable, each of us on this line and those who will listen later, we have the capability already in us to operate according to the heart of God. But it means for many of us, we've got to let go of the old paradigm. We've got to stop living the way the world expects us to live and start living the way that God intended. I've got some of my KMA family on the line tonight, praise God. I wish that you would press one. I've got some of my empowerment family on the line tonight. Amen. Please press one. I want you to share your thoughts and your feelings, because we are all growing and we are all learning. And I really want to hear what you have to say. If you would just press one and we will bring you into this conversation. Amen. I'm not going to call your name. Amen. But I know who's there and I thank God for it. What do you know? What do you know about the kingdom? What do you know about the kingdom? I have to ask the question. I posted something today on Facebook, and I said that after the praise ends and the music stops, are we any closer to fulfilling the assignment that God intends, his intent? Are we any closer to that? Because a lot of people feel like the kingdom of God is us coming in and doing aerobics. Y'all forgive me, because praise is what it is. I do praise him. I worship him. My worship is for real. But I understand that I don't have to do a 30-minute aerobic workout in order to prove that I praise God and I love God. I don't. Praise is good. A good old praise and worship. Sometimes you need it to get to a place. If your mind ain't right, sometimes you need that. But my obedience to God's original intent for my life is how I show him praise. That's how I worship him, by applying the word to my life, by living according to the kingdom paradigm and not a fallen paradigm. That's how I show him I love him, by obeying his word. I show him by my prayer language. Oh, y'all, I'm going to talk about that. We're going to talk about that in a few weeks, talking about prayer, because that's another thing that the kingdom teaches us, that we feel like we have to talk. We have to yell and holler and scream at God and make God come down to the earth and do stuff for us, and we go make God, and we want God to go this place and God to go. Guess what? God ain't doing that. That ain't kingdom, my brothers and my sisters. That's not it. There's a prayer language that's silent. What you know about that? Sometimes we have to be quiet and hear from him, to get revelation from him, to get answers from him. What? Come on. Yeah, I know. It's so much, but it is so much. It is so much more than what people want to present when they say it's kingdom. It's kingdom. We're doing a kingdom work. When I hear them say that, I say, what solution are you bringing forth? Answer, what solution do you have? What issue were you sent here to deal with? What is it? Share that with me. Give me the understanding. Because if you're doing it the kingdom way, I want to hear what you have to say. I want to help you. If it's a part of my mountain of influence, that, you know, the culture that I've been tasked to work with, then maybe we need to collaborate. That's kingdom. It's not about me and mine. But it's about us functioning as one to get done what it is that God wants us to do on the earth. How many of us are really willing to make the necessary transactions to make the kingdom relevant the way it should be on earth? How many really understand your DNA, the blueprint that's been given to you for successful living? How many of you are ready to really make the necessary changes? Because we see this, that the kingdom is the only structure God created man to live out. The kingdom is not man's way. Whew, Lord have mercy. Not man's way. I look at stuff sometimes and I get a little perplexed. I get a little, I told my husband today, honey, I just need a minute because I'm feeling like I've been bamboozled. And he said, what is that anyway? I don't even really understand, but I know that it applies. Because people will try to do things and they have hidden agendas and they will try to bring you into it like you not aware. But I'm grateful for the Holy Governor who will reveal to us, to keep us from misstepping, to keep us from being crossed in the crossfire where we would have to turn around and say, oh, you know what? I apologize. I apologize because that God, that won't you, Governor, that won't you. And that was not kingdom. So sometimes I have to step back and reassess and listen to God, to the heart of God, to hear what's being said and what the governor wants to reveal to me. Kingdom, my brothers and sisters, is more than a cliche. It's a way of understanding. It's a way of applying God's plan to our daily living. It's a way of thinking. Praise God. Thank you. Oh, about to bring you live. The last four are 3396. Good evening and welcome.
Good evening.
Hey, Apostle Monte. God bless you. Yes.
God bless you.
Go ahead and share. Did you have a question or comment?
Well, what's coming to my mind at the current moment is something that Apostle Julian, my mentor, what he teaches. And what he taught was came out of Philippians 3:13. He calls it the 3:13 rule. And the Apostle Paul says, forgetting those things which are behind, and he said, pressing forward to those things which are before. And he said, I press toward the mark. And when we look up that word mark, it comes from a word that means goal. And a lot of people are tied to the past because of religion. And a lot of people are pretty much going in circles. Not everyone, but a lot of people are going in circles, and they're just doing things. They're doing things not according to the kingdom way. So they're getting a low result, and they're not getting high results. So Paul says, forgetting those things which are behind, he said, pressing forward to those things which are before. He said, I press toward the mark. And one thing he taught me was, in order to get free from the past, you must set goals. You must be a goal setter. And you must set effective goals by allowing the Holy Spirit to help you to set those goals that you can get free, that you can get unhooked and untied from the past. And the last thing is, when we look up that word religion, the prefix re means to do again. The word religion means bondage. So when you put the word religion together, it means to be in bondage again. And that's never God. That's not God's kingdom design. It's not his design to put his people in bondage again. Many people live low lives. And when they live low life, it's really a vain living. This is what Solomon teaches. He teaches about vanity. Vanity, all is vanity. And is dealing with vain living, low living. And this is one of the reasons Jesus came, so we can come from the low living and come back to the high state of living. And I heard you say earlier, you was talking about repentance. That word re means to do again. The word pent comes from the old English word that means penthouse, which means to be on top. So when Jesus was preaching repentance, when John the Baptist was preaching repentance, what they was really saying was come back to God's highest level of living, highest levels of thinking. Come back to my highest level for your life of thinking and living. So that's what I wanted to share tonight. God bless you, Apostle Valerie, and I'm enjoying this. Thank you.
Amen. Thank you so much for sharing. That's Apostle Monte Brooks. He's one of the leaders of KMA, also in this region. Thank you so much for sharing. So y'all got to understand this. The kingdom way is a way of thinking. And he just shared with you, you know, what religion is. And that's what many of us have lived. Many are still doing. And you don't see, because you're caught in it so much, you're not even really able to recognize the move that wants to happen in your life. And again, if you have a question or a comment, please press 1. I want you to share. I've got some of those who are constantly with me from the Empowerment Place who have been hearing Kingdom Truth, and they've constantly been seeking truth. And I want you to share, if you would, just what the experience has been. Now that you're receiving Kingdom Truth versus what you've received in the past, how it's made an impact, if at all, which I know it has. But I want you to share that. So please press 1. And I want to bring you live because time is moving. Wow, thank you, Apostle Monte, again, for those things that you add. Yeah, we've got to set some goals. We've got to start pursuing the mark so that we can receive what it is that God has for us. Good evening, Prophetess Nina. God bless you. Thank you for joining us.
Good evening, good evening. I just felt tugged to dial in.
Amen.
To share with you this evening with receiving kingdom teachings and then also being in the church for so long, it's so different when you hear someone speak to you with regard to what your purpose on this earth is. There's never any conversation about purpose. There's never really any conversation with regard to prayer and praying with a direct purpose, not just the let me pray to cover everything, but understanding that we need to be specific in our communication with God, being specific about being in the posture to receive and just being willing to be open and listening when he says to move. The kingdom teaching versus your standard church teaching, they really don't teach you how to apply the word. They just want you to hear the word. And I think application as we grow in the kingdom is so important because, again, if you just get the word and you don't know what to do with it, then you're still stuck in the same place and there's no growth. And the kingdom won't be built if there's no growth. So I just appreciate those opportunities to be poured into by kingdom leaders because it has truly been beneficial to my life as I move forward. So I just wanted to share that with the group.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much for sharing. Amen. We are down to about the last 3 minutes of our call on this evening, and we do still have several callers on the line. Amen. If you would like to share, we ask that you please press 1, and we will bring you live to share. Husband, is there anything you'd like to share on this evening? Amen. He gave me a thumbs up. Amen. I'm excited. We're going to be continuing this type of dialogue and in the coming, well, as we close out this year, amen, about really understanding kingdom, that it is more than a cliche, that there is purpose in each of us that God wants fulfilled. There are key elements of the kingdom that we have to understand. The cultures, you know, we have to be able to apply this. And as Prophet Nina said, we have been in a place so long where we just receive without being able to apply. And the kingdom presents us with models and strategies that we can apply to our daily living to live the way God intended. Again, I'm excited. I thank you all for joining us this evening. Bishop, thank you so much for being here. The other KMA leaders, thank you so much for being here. For those who are part of the Empowerment Place and are seeking truth teachings, thank you so much for being on this call tonight. We just pray that something has been said to empower you that will allow you to come back again with us next week and share this recording with other people that may be empowered from this teaching. Maybe you know some who have been living just according to what religious traditions and going in circles, but you feel that they may be ready to hear some truth about the kingdom, apply it, and have a shift in their understanding, a shift in their paradigm to truly receive the kingdom paradigm and live the kingdom way. As always, here at the Empowerment Place, it is our prayer that you do something every day to empower yourself. But don't just do that. Once you've been empowered, we want you to then take the responsibility to empower someone else. And as the teachings will continue to come forward with guarding the kingdom of God, we're prayerful and hopeful that you will take these kingdom truths, these relevant teachings that you're receiving, and allow them to be planted into the lives of others. We invite you to send in prayer requests as we will be having prayer on tomorrow morning at 5 o'clock a.m. You can send your prayer request to me on Facebook, Valerie Burrell, or email to empower_yourself@yahoo.com. If these teachings have been a blessing to you, if our ministry has been a blessing to you, we invite you to securely sow a seed into the ministry through the use of PayPal. That's paypal.me/empplace. We thank you so much. We love you. We are here to empower you. And until next time, live the kingdom way. God bless you.